Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 30 minutes late. We start the show at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Today's guest, Brooke Warwick, a surveyor, American Lives Market Research and Innovation. You don't have a, do you have a website, or do you really care that people go to this website, or does that matter? Or?
It's called AmericanLivesAllOneWord.com. They can certainly go to the website and see what we do.
AmericanLives.com.
Correct.
And everyone's still compelled to say it's all one word. I've never seen a website that had two words. Does one exist? I don't know.
Well, sometimes they have under slashes.
Right. Just to annoy us. So we got our final segment here with Brooke, and then a fourth segment will be the weekly sales update. We're going to finish up on the horror stories and then get into the kitchen. You had mentioned, I know we did the bathroom, but before the bathroom is installed, most construction sites have porta-potties for the workers to use, and yet sometimes they're not used for that purpose?
That's correct.
What does that mean?
You know, we've heard some pretty bad horror stories. There was one in the South, shall I say, and one of the workers urinated and defecated in a brand new tub in the master bedroom.
And at least it was in the porcelain tub. It wasn't on wood. It wasn't on the hardwood floors.
Yeah, but you can't recover from that. I mean, if the woman comes into the house and sees that, as she did, you got to replace that, and that means that you have those tubs don't come out the doors easily, so you have to wipe out the entire bathroom door to get the tubs out.
So, I've heard of pay toilets.
Yeah.
Now, how much did they have to pay for that toilet? What do you think that job cost?
Well, it was charged back to the subcontractor, and they paid thousands.
Oh, yeah, probably had to rip out all the tile and flooring. And
To the builder's credit, the builder came in when the couple that was buying the house was there and looked at it and said, "Boy, they got big rats down here."
He did his best.
Yeah, he did his best to defuse it, but it wasn't good enough to not get rid of the tub.
Yeah, that's an image that you really, I don't think you could ever sit in that tub and relax. You got to get a new tub. But, you know, I wonder what happened to that tub. They put it somewhere else. Expectations. We want to move into the kitchen. People build a house, are dealing with contractors and remodeling, paint, landscaping, interior finishes. What you use the term called fit and finish. What did you mean by that?
Well, fit and finish is the industry term for, you know, do the walls meet at the corners in the right place, and is are there any gaps in the wood where you can see the holes behind where there shouldn't be a gap, and that's called fit and finish, and that's typically what people complain about when they get construction done, is it just doesn't meet the eye right. The finishes, the wood quality, the wood is warped, the paint's not right, the corners are not right. That's what we call fit and finish. And more often than not, when people buy a house, either a new house or a refurbished house, they complain about fit and finish.
Now, in some of the, I guess we'd call them war stories or horror stories you mentioned, you said that they were very rare. Would fit and finish stories be the most common complaint? Or
absolutely.
Really?
Because, you know, when the contractors blow through a house and putting the trim in the windows and all the rest of those things, those are typically the things that the eyeball catches. They don't catch what's going on behind the walls. Or they don't catch that until 3 or 4 years later after it's way too late. So fit and finish is the biggest problem that you have in any kind of construction situation.
And you just have so many subcontractors, as you mentioned, going on, that quality control, and someone finishes a job, and before they walk off the site, there's no one there to look over someone's shoulder and say, "Oh, by the way, the stairs don't actually reach the second floor or something.
That won't be the first time that's happened.
No kidding. Oh, you wanted 9 stairs. We only put in 8. I'm sorry. That's just bizarre. I tell you, I mentioned the my friends who just did a kitchen remodel, and I wanted to introduce them to somebody who was going to basically do the job, but they ended up going with a contractor who then subbed out, and the guy came in and did their kitchen cabinets, and they ended up being so unhappy, they ended up replacing all their kitchen doors and drawer fronts, getting them all remade. But he put in, he built some new cabinets, and he set the door. It just wasn't centered. The door to the cabinet was not centered to the framing of the cabinet. It was off-centered. It was like, what were you thinking? They didn't even bother to go back. They decided to remake the door facing and make it wider at one end so it would actually cover the mistake.
That's not as uncommon as you might think. I mean, when you get into installing cabinets and things like that in the kitchen, it's really an art, and you need a talented person. The contractor population in the U.S. right now is is so stretched because of all the new home building that's going on, or all the reconstruction that's going on, that sometimes those people fall through the crack, and you get someone who really doesn't know what they're doing.
See, we don't seem to have that problem in real estate. You know, people don't call me up and say, you know, Mark, I've got $1.5 million house. I'd really like to sell it in the next 30 days. I want to price it to sell. I don't say to them, you know, I'm kind of busy. I'm kind of overloaded right now with the other 45 listings I want to sell in the next 30 days. Why don't you call someone else? You know, it just doesn't happen too often in my industry. But it happens in the contracting and building industry.
All the time, yeah.
I can't figure it out. Why is that? I mean, there's a lot of people. It's a great skill. Aren't there people who want to work with their hands? I mean, was it like this 50 years ago when we were doing big building booms after World War II?
Well, in the big building, I mean, they're putting up, several houses a day at some places, and they're willing to buy any pair of hands that says they can hammer a nail.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not a pretty situation, and it changes around the country, too, depending on where you are. You know, that's why so many laborers have come from Mexico to, you know, basically populate some of these trades that are rarer, like, you know, Masonites and some, you know, framers and all those kind of things. But, you know, they might have 2-3 years experience. They don't have 10 years.
Hmm. We want to fit in the some kitchen stories, but is there anything, any advice that you could basically give to people who are either about to do a simple remodel or a major remodel? I know you mentioned to just be there and show up and be friendly, but be attentive. Any other advice?
Well, you got to, with the difficulty of finding contractors these days, you got to do your homework. And you got to ask other people that have used these contractors. In my particular case, I remodeled a house, and what I did is I went to all the other sites that this contractor had done, and established that he was a pretty good guy. So, you know, show up and do your homework is basically what you have to do.
Yeah, I have to admit, these folks, my friends, they're very meticulous, thorough. I don't think they did that. I don't think people take the time.
Oh, they don't.
I don't think people take the time. So, fit and finish stories. We got a couple minutes here in the kitchen. First of all, maybe forget fit and finish for a moment. What do you have to say about kitchens? What are any future kitchen devices or patterns or designs that are coming around the pike, or something recent that you found quite innovative?
Well, with kitchens, what's happening is that the actual cabinetry has made about a 10-year jump in terms of the usefulness of the drawers and the cabinets, the way the drawers come out, and we put things in houses now called appliance garages. We don't want anyone to see our toasters or our our blenders. So we put them behind cabinets. But the real innovations in terms of kitchens are the kinds of cabinets that are going in and the actual functionality of those cabinets combined with the countertops. And there's some great granites out there, and there's some great sink materials that are coming on that are just making the kitchen a much more useful and easy place to work in. And it's not so much about islands versus not islands or counter space versus not counter space. It's a matter of the functionality of the kitchen and the appliances. I mean, you've got wonderful appliances now. You've got, these Sub-Zero refrigerators. You've got ice makers. You've got warming hot water heaters that sit under the sink, and you can have a cup of hot tea in a minute.
Right.
All of these tools are things of the new kitchen. And then you've got the new microwaves and all the rest of that. And the price of these things is coming down dramatically so that a lot of people can afford a lot of kitchens.
Remember the old days, we used to see this a lot, and I saw this come back in some newer homes where you had the built-in blenders in the countertop. You remember that? I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Is that coming back or no?
No, it's not because of the functionality of it. If it's in the countertop and it breaks, you got a problem. And what the appliance guys have done over the years is they've realized that the repair and refinishing of some of these surfaces is more important than, you know, having them at your fingertips.
So you want this? So what you do is you build these appliance garages. Now that I remember from years ago, where they had these kind of wood accordion doors in the corners, and they always got stuck.
Well, the new ones actually work, Mark.
You mentioned the functionality of cabinets meeting countertops. What else can you? Well, actually, we're pretty much out of time.
Okay.
I guess you explained that a little bit with the appliance garages.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, you're an interesting guy. I got a survey in the mail, and I got a free radio show out of it. Thanks a lot.
And a buck.
And a dollar. I was going to actually save the dollar, but I bought a mega quick pick.
Okay.
And I might have won. I haven't checked since Saturday. I've been too busy, so this could be my last program.
Okay.
Brooke, you can check out his website, AmericanLives.com, and thank you so much for joining me.
You're most welcome, Mark.
All right, make it a great day.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you again. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. The final segment, weekly multiple listing sales update.